This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to this Thursday, the last day of February. February 29th, it only happens every 4 years. This is leap year. This is a presidential election year. They coincide. So, you know, when you see February 29th, you know that you're going to be voting in November for president of the United States. This is your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have got a bombshell of a show for you today. I'm going to speak the truth as I know it. I have gotten this confirmed from not one, not two, not three, but four different sources. You're going to be mad. I find what is happening in the state of Michigan, Republican Party, to be despicable. Duly elected precinct delegates are going to be disenfranchised this weekend. This is a sad state of affairs. The money, the donor class, the National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, if you don't know who they are, look it up. Led by our very own Congressman Jack Bergman out of the 1st District, colluding with the other Republican congressional congressmen in Washington, D.C., paid the attorney fees to Warner, Norcross, and Judd's law firm, who had their attorney, Loudenbach, a former circuit court judge, make the oral arguments in court, in Judge Rossi's court. The NRCC paid their fees. The attorney, Warren Carpenter, received money from the NRCC. Directed by Pete Hoekstra, the DeVos family, all of the players that lost to Christina Caramo in February 18, 2023 election for chair, J.D. Glasser, Matt DiPerno, and others. Scott Greenlee, perhaps. I haven't gotten confirmation on his involvement yet, but I believe he's part of this. All of the losers that lost to Christina have been teamed up to take her out, to remove her from day one. Certain radio talk show hosts, one in particular who talks between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. on quite a few radio stations in Michigan, and others have all been part of this coup d'etat. going against the will of the people, going against the precinct delegates duly elected across this state, all 83 counties. Many of the counties up here in northern Michigan, you guys are going to be disenfranchised on Saturday. I have the list. I have all 24 counties that will not be given credentials in Grand Rapids if you show up there. Now, many of you are going to Detroit. I am. I want to go to Detroit to show support for the Patriots that show up, as well as Christina Caramo. They're not going to let us into Grand Rapids anyway. I'm going to lay this all out for you on today's show. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. What is so despicable about what's happening in the Michigan Republican Party is that they are going totally against the will of the people. Many of you became precinct delegates and got involved in the county parties at the local level by listening to this show from around the state. We have patriot movements happening everywhere. Look at what happened in Ottawa County, where they took over the county board of commissioners. Look at what's happened in Kent County with new patriots running the executive committee, getting rid of Terry Lynn Land and Betsy DeVos. Almost every single county around the state has got fresh blood of patriots in their organizations. While the money class, the power brokers, the good old boys network, I've come to know all of them. Scott Greenlee does the printing for the Michigan Republican Party. John Yob, Strategic National, gets paid huge millions of dollars of contracts to be their political consultant. There's certain political consultants, Stu Sandler, Jamie Rowe, I know all these people. They get money and make a living from what's known as the Michigan Republican Party. Now, many of us own small businesses. Many of us go to work every day for a job. Officer Rick is a police officer right now down in the schools there in Genesee County. Others of you listening have jobs. You produce something. You produce a good, a service, a product. Cliff Tellini, his beef. The list goes on and on and on. We are regular people that work for a living. Some of us even have to take showers at the end of our workday because that's the kind of work we do. I'm sure Mrs. Tellini doesn't want her husband coming to bed at night after working out dealing with the cows all day. You get my point. We're regular people. We are what Jesus referred to as the salt of the earth. That's who we are. These other people, the way they pay their bills, the way they provide for their families, is off of the back of the machine known as the Michigan Republican Party. This is how they have survived and prospered all these years. Do you think it's any coincidence that John Yob is a multimillionaire who owns a huge mansion, a bar restaurant, on St. John's Island, along with a large boat and a satellite phone? Not begrudging him of that lifestyle. Good for him. Congratulations. Capitalism is alive and well, but he's done it on the backs of us, the people who have donated to the Michigan Republican Party and others over the years. I'm sure John wouldn't have a problem with that statement. It's a fact. Saul Anousis has made a living for his family being involved in Michigan politics through the Michigan Republican Party, even though he's a Union Democrat. The fact is that when we, the Patriots, took over these county parties, when we got new leadership in these county parties, new executive boards, chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, executive committee members, the good old boys class was tossed out. We're going in a new direction. We sent our patriots to the state convention. There was numerous people running to be chair. J.D. Glasser, Scott Greenlee, Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo, Michael Farage. These people ran and lost to Christina Caramo. The Patriots elected her. We wanted to go in a new direction. We were sick and tired of losing elections under Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, and Ron Weiser. Losing elections under Ronna Romney McDaniel, who, by the way, is bye-bye. She's gone. Donald Trump is replacing her at the top of the RNC. We got rid of Ron Weiser. We got rid of Bobby Shostak. We got rid of the elitist good old boys club, and there was a new sheriff in town. New state committee members. People who wanted to do it right and not be obligated to the donor class, telling us who to support. The NRCC sent $263,000 to the Michigan Republican Party, and the outgoing Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, gave instructions to Christina Caramo to tell her what to do with the money. Excuse me? You're giving the money to the Michigan Republican Party. We will choose what we do with it. Immediately, Jack Bergman and the NRCC went into action to remove her. Any means necessary. The NRCC paid for the law firm to bring a lawsuit. Pago et al., for those of you who don't know what that means in a lawsuit, where it says plaintiff, et al. Means and others. Pete Hoekstra, J.D. Glasser, these people sued Christina Caramo because of a scheduling conflict, which you heard all about on yesterday's show. If you haven't listened to hour number two yesterday, it's probably the most intense fact-finding hour I've ever done in 12 years of this show. Joe Arlinghaus of Valor America Super PAC was with us for most of the second hour. Go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, go to yesterday. 2:28:24, hour two, segment one, hour two, segment two. Listen to it, share it, post it everywhere. Well, there was some legal maneuvering done yesterday by Dan Hartman on his own, out of his own dime, out of his own pocket, not representing the Michigan Republican Party any longer, according to Judge Rossi's ruling. He filed some papers. They are ongoing. Waiting to see what happens today and tomorrow. But you have to understand something. The delegates duly elected at the county conventions on February 15th at 7 p.m., the actual agenda that was read in all 83 counties was the purpose of the county convention. And it stated, the county convention is to elect delegates and alternates to go to the district convention on March 2nd at the Huntington Place Convention Center in Detroit, 1 Washington Boulevard. At the convention, they will be electing delegates by district to attend the National Republican Presidential Convention in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that will be held in July of 2024. In addition, they will be electing an RNC committee man and committee woman. That's all that's happening this Saturday. Now, for a point of clarification, July of 2024, the National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is going to be completely ceremonial. There is no active reason, justification to go to that convention in any way, shape, or form. It's irrelevant. Why? Because Donald Trump will have won enough delegates to be the nominee long before July of 2024. Actually, it's going to happen shortly after Super Tuesday. So why bother to go? Why even waste our time, our gas, our hotel rooms doing what we're going to do on Friday and Saturday? Why do it? if going to the national convention is not important to you, and it's only going to be a formality, a ceremonial event, I doubt if even NBC, CBS, and ABC News, CNN, MSNBC, I doubt if they'll even carry it on their cable TV news network shows. I doubt if they'll even televise it, because all it's going to be is publicity and a big rah-rah for Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump. They probably won't even carry it. But what's at stake? RNC committee man and committee woman? Really? We can do all we want to do to get Ralph Rebant and Bernadette Smith elected in Detroit. They're not going to recognize them in Grand Rapids. Hoekstra and J.D. Glasser have organized a lockdown omitting 24 counties. They did not submit their list of voting delegates and alternates to Hoekstra. They have been locked out of Grand Rapids. I have the list. I have the email from J.D. Glasser. I'm going to read it to you in the next half hour. This is despicable. It's one of the reasons why I left the Republican Party. I believe in local county parties. I do not support and believe in the Michigan Republican Party, and I surely don't believe in the RNC. I'm all about local. Local parties, local races, local candidates. And what happens at the state level, frankly, my dear, I don't give a dang. It's that simple. I don't even care what goes on at the RNC. They're irrelevant. The candidate, Donald J. Trump, who will be the Republican nominee, needs to do this basically on his own. Because I don't think Hoekstra and the donor class are going to raise any money that supports our candidates, like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's even come out and said, I don't need any money from the Michigan Republican Party. I can handle my presidential race in your state all on my own. So what is really at stake? Since their charter, their bylaws, is that they should be supportive of statewide candidates. Who's the only statewide candidate race we have besides president this year, 2024? U.S. Senate race. That's it. Whoever gets the nomination on August 6th will be our candidate to defeat Elisa Slotkin in November, the anointed one on the Democrat side. Now, personally, Dave Ageman and I have endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's going to get on the ballot, and she's going to debate Mr. Rogers if he's man enough to show up. We'll see what happens on August 6th. But here's the point. The list and the email that J.D. Glasser sent out, I find absolutely despicable, and they are going to disenfranchise 24 out of 83 counties. I'm going to tell you what Pete Hoekstra and J.D. Glasser are planning for this Saturday. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.